Tales, Truths and Tirades, number 2. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? When Brad Pitt's character opens a can of Coke in a film, I told my journalism students, you have a classic example of product placement. I could see that I had their attention. This sounded like much more fun than a boring academic discussion about the differences between the libertarian and the social responsibility theories. And when Liam Neeson gets into one of those Audi cars in Taken, I continued, you can be sure that millions of marketing dollars are involved. The concept of product placement or embedded marketing has always fascinated me, especially if it is done seamlessly and unobtrusively. That is unfortunately not always the case. In Transformers: Age of Extinction in 2014, no less than 55 different brands were reportedly featured. Product placement is defined as a practice in which manufacturers of goods or providers of a service gain exposure for their products by paying for them to be featured in films and television programs. But the concept is actually much wider. If a writer of a suspense novel describes how a gangster pours himself a glass of Johnny Walker Blue, it is embedded marketing. And what about music? Numerous songs immortalized commercial products. Janis Joplin even used a brand name as the title for one of her hit songs. Remember Mercedes-Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. My first exposure to this form of marketing was more than 50 years ago. I was 9 years old. And next to Maniki's Roo, there was another picture glued to my wall. Sean Connery, Goldfinger. James Bond, casually leaning against the most beautiful car ever made. That silver version of the Aston Martin DB5. And those gadgets, revolving number plates, a GPS dashboard in 1964, tire slashers, a rear bulletproof screen, built-in front-wing machine guns, and then that ejector seat. Absolute magic. Only recently did I find out that the filmmakers back then had to beg Aston Martin to lend them the car for the movie.